Blog Talk Radio.
The Lord, saints, praise the Lord. It's prayer time, prayer time, prayer time. It's time for us to pray. After I had completed a 40-day fast, God told me, said, now it's time for you to go into 21 days of praying and intercession for the body of Christ. Amen. And during this time, there will be deliverance, there will be healing. There will be miracles, signs, and wonders that will take place, amen, in a lot of your lives. Amen. I didn't just call on God and come to God and come into salvation to play around. It's no time, amen, to play around, saints. This is Pastor Barbara Burris, and this is the Spirit of Truth broadcast, and I'm coming in with power. Thank you, Jesus. The Bible states in Ecclesiastes, the 3rd chapter, everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heavens, a time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, and a time to pluck up that which is planted. Amen. A time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to get and a time to lose. A time to keep and a time to cast away. A time to rend and a time to sow. A time to keep silence. Thank you, Jesus, and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace. Saints, we are nearing the last days. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And a lot of us have been battle scarred, amen, have been wounded, have gone through many trials and tribulations. But God wants you to know, amen, thank you, Jesus, there's a time for everything in one's life. And I'm telling you today to look forward, amen, to a greater, amen, relationship with God because of your prayer life. Prayer is the only thing that changes things. I don't care what's going on in your life. If you don't have a fellowship with God, if you don't have a relationship with God, you cannot get a prayer through. Amen. And now because of what's going on with the economy, what's going on with global recession, what's going on with our daily lives, and people are dying daily. Amen. It's time for us to unite together in a corporate prayer, amen, and send up prayers for yourself and your family and your children. We pray, amen, for many reasons, and I'm going to get into those various reasons, amen, in a few moments. But we need to pray. It's prayer time. It's prayer time. It's prayer time, saints. I want you to listen to this, and then we'll go into further segments of the message, amen, that I have before we go into prayer. I'm like a ship Jesus, Father,
when you did it, you came to me. Remember me.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. There are so many storms, amen, that are going to be raging in our life, amen, during our lifetime, amen, and we're going to have a relationship with God in order to, amen, stop the storms, amen. We're going to have a relationship with God in order to speak to our mountains and that they will be removed. Oh, I praise him today. I'm just excited about the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. When Daniel went through, amen, he had one mindset, amen, that he had a relationship with God, that he fellowshiped with God. And every time he prayed toward the temple of Jerusalem, amen, that Jerusalem, amen, where God's holy people, amen, where God resides, amen. Thank you, Jesus. And now God resides in our heart, amen. So we can go behind the veil and begin to pray and to begin to cry out, amen, Lord, remember me, amen, in our time of need, in our distress, when we're going through, when it seems like all hell has broken loose. I'm telling you, saints, it's time to pray. It's time to pray. The Bible said men ought to always pray and not faint. The Bible said if that shall forever pray of a righteous man availeth much. Oh, I praise God today. Amen. I praise him for allowing, amen, us a chance to have corporate prayer. Amen. And prayer, it literally changes things. The definition for prayer means a communication with God. Prayer is a conversation. It's where you go in and you begin to talk to God on a personal level. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. In your secret closet. Amen. So that he can reward you openly. It's a time of fellowship when you can go one-on-one with God and ask him, God, amen, what steps do I take? Order my steps for the day. What direction do I go in? Because there's so much out there, amen. And God, amen, is able to perform the things that you cry out because you have established that relationship with him. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I just praise God today. Amen. All over the world, relationships are formed through communication. You must have a communication with God in order to get a prayer through. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Without communication, this world will be in a chaotic state. Amen. Our jobs would be a mess. How could you work on a job and you couldn't get instructions from your boss or instructions from one of your employees, amen, in order to fulfill that task for the day? Oh, we need God in our lives, saints, amen. This is not a game. This is nothing to play with, and I'm going to show you, and I'm going to tell you why I'm speaking the way I'm speaking, because, amen, God will must be done on earth as it is in heaven. Amen. In order for us to fulfill the purpose that God has ordained for our lives, we must have that relationship and that fellowship. We must be able to communicate with God one-on-one. After Abraham was called out of an idolatrous nation, one of the things that God, amen, allowed Abraham to become was a friend to him. Oh, I'm speaking today. And the reason why he became a friend to him, because they established a covenant relationship. Amen. Prayer is in the covenant relationship. You got to have fellowship with God. And because we are living in the last days, the devil is working overtime. And I'm telling you, he's working overtime, trying to destroy your families, trying to destroy you, trying to destroy, amen, your purpose in life and the reasons why, amen, your existence should be depleted is because he don't want you to have nothing in your life. He don't want you to accumulate, and he don't want you to have fellowship with God. When Adam and Eve were in the Garden of Eden, saints, listen to this. One of the things that God had formulated was a communication. He had communication with Adam. He told Adam not to eat of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And then Adam shared that with his wife. But the devil, being a trickster, being sly, being a one that was seduced and beguiled, one of the things the devil was after was communication. If he could have stopped the communication, then he had free fall with everything around, and he did. When Adam and Eve sinned, the communication left, and they went and found fig leaves to hide themselves because of their eyes being open. But there was no communication, and God, amen, voice walked through the garden of Eden, and God called out to Adam, "Adam, where art thou?" And Adam told him, "I hid myself." If the communication had not have been broken, the relationship would have still been in, intact. So you need to have a relationship with God and fellowship with God in order to get a prayer through, in order to communicate. Amen. You must pray and talk to God and tell God what's going on in your everyday life and your surroundings. Amen. You know Satan is behind drug abuse, drug addiction, all kind of prejudice and violence and the recession, sickness and diseases and hatred toward one another. You know Satan is behind these evils, but you got to be the greater one to be able to go in and serve God in spirit and in truth. Amen. You got to worship him in spirit and in truth. You got to serve him in spirit and in truth. You got to pray to him with your spirit, because your flesh will not do anything but fight against the will of God and your spirit man. So your spirit man is what stands up and make a petition unto God, amen, for the things that's needed. Oh, I'm speaking to someone today, because before this 21 days is over, there is going to be a total deliverance for some. There is going to be a resurrection for some that have been dead in the spirit, amen, in their ministries and need a deliverance. It's time out for compromising with this devil. This devil is a thief, amen. He'll let you know what he come for. He come for your stuff. He comes not but for to steal, kill, and destroy. I want you to listen to this, and then we'll go into further teachings. And I give God the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. Hold on for these 21 days, because we end for, amen, a blessing from the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I give him praise. Listen to this.
Oh, Father, you've been my friend. Now that I'm in trouble, and I need your help. My mom. get a few wings along the way. When you come and you give me strength again, oh, oh, oh. When I'm done, everything that I can.
Going to lose loved ones, and we have already lost loved ones this year. A lot of us are going to go through major changes in our lives that's going to affect us permanently. A lot of us are going to go through issues with our children, and it's going to be devastating. A lot of us are going to suffer traumatic divorces that shouldn't have never been. A lot of us going to go through a lot of things in our lives. But if we don't hold on to God's unchanging hand, we won't be able to make it. Amen. We're going to have to ask God to stand by us. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I had also given some information on my page in reference to the Lord's Supper. Now, I know that a lot of people are traditional, and they're still flowing in the old-fashioned way. And that's good, because we need to walk down the old pathway. But the tradition needs to stop. Amen, because the tradition, amen, is not going to benefit you anything. But when you come into the fullness of God, amen, and his sovereignty, and his love for us, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Then we can understand that God is so powerful. He's so awesome that we would want to follow scriptures, because Psalms said in 119 Psalms, he said, "Our word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against God." Amen. So one of the things that my ministry does is we take the Lord's Supper as often as we come together, amen. Thank you, Jesus. We do this in remembrance of Jesus Christ, amen. Thank you, Jesus. And Paul had to literally go in to the Corinthians and teach them what should be done in the synagogues, in the temple. When they went in there to fellowship, they were bringing their lunch in there. They were bringing their supper and dinner in there. And they were sitting around having just a good old time. And their sisters and brothers, some of them that couldn't afford it, they was the one that was suffering. So Paul told them, said, what y'all need to do is y'all need to keep your food at home and come in and do what the Lord said do concerning his will and the partaking of the Lord's Supper. So it's out of the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 11. I won't read it all, but I would advise you to go from start from chapter from verse 17 and go all the way to verse 34. And we know what happens when we take the Lord's Supper and we're not all together there with the Lord. But the Bible said in the 24th verse, for those that have your Lord's Supper, I know that you've had ample enough time because God had me on a 40-day fast. And then from the 40-day fast, then I went into my singletary, my single prayer time, and I prayed sometime 12, 14, 15, 16, and 18 hours a day. Amen. Just enough to get the prayer in, get up and eat my food, and then get back down there on my knees and pray. I love the fellowship with him because when I'm around the Holy Ghost, then the devil can't get to me. And I praise God. Thank you, Jesus, because he'll come with all kind of temptation, all kind of lies. And see, I'm going to tell you, it was a lady that wrote a book, and I think it was to T.D. Jakes and Joyce Meyers, and it speaks about the mind, amen, and the tormenting of the mind. Well, I want to go into great detail and tell you, not only is there a tormenting of the mind, but demons, there are many demons that come in your presence every day and talk to you, literally talk to you, and try to persuade you to make the wrong choices, to make the wrong decisions. Remember I told you about Adam and Eve and how the communication was broken? Well, that's what the enemy wants to do. He wants to break the communication, amen, that God has with you in order for him to come in and communicate with you, and you believe his lies, and then when you go to pray or when you try to do things, you wonder why things ain't working out. Well, they ain't working out because the devil is before you, trying to sway you into doing something that is not right. But back to the Lord's Supper. In the 24th verse, the Bible say, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. So those that have the bread, amen, we're going to take it now. Amen. And then it said, after the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. Do ye as often as ye drink it in remembrance of me. Some people use wine. I use grape juice. Amen. So, let's partake of the grape juice right now. Thank you, Jesus. And I want you to hear a little bit of this this song again. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. And then we'll go into more detail about thank you, Jesus. Prayer, and then we'll go into prayer. This will be the first day we will pray. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, Father, you've been my friend. Now that I've been chosen, stand by me. My money.
I'm a son and I'm a daughter to going to prison at the age of 9 years and younger. Our daughters are found on the side of the road, murdered by some crazy person that abused their bodies and left them for dead. So we need to pray. 90% of the time, we blame God for everything that had happened in our lives, not knowing that it's something behind the scenes, and his name is Satan. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Have you ever gone behind the scene, amen, and I know a lot of you, amen, don't even understand and couldn't even understand the magnitude of going behind the scene to see what really goes on and see what God goes through in order to keep us intact, amen, and he literally fights 24 hours. Amen. Once one regiment of angels go out and they complete their work, there's another one that follows. Amen. In order to keep us safe in this world, because Satan would have killed us out a long time ago. That's your enemy. Amen. You don't know the magnitude of what God goes through in a day's time just to keep us alive. Thank you, Jesus. He had told Job, he clearly asked Job, amen, when he came to Job out of a whirlwind, he said, who is this that darketh counsel by words without knowledge? He was saying, who are you coming to, you and your friends, amen, coming to trying to figure out what's going on, trying to take counsel, trying to falsely accuse Job of doing something that Job would not do, because Job was an upright man. He was found upright with the Lord, and he prayed to the Lord. Amen. And God wanted to show him and prove to him, am I not God? Am I not sovereign? You had boils all over your body. Amen. And Job lost his children. He lost his cattle. He lost everything. And God allowed that to be. But he told Satan, don't touch his soul. Satan is after people's souls and their spirits so they can spend eternity in hell. But God is fighting behind the scenes in the supernatural realm, in a dimension that you can't see with the naked eye, in order to save us, in order to keep us alive. Oh, I praise God today. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. 1 Peter 3:12 states, "For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous." Hallelujah. "And his ears are open to their prayers." Amen. God is watching everything. He's looking at everything concerning your life. He said he would that none should perish. "But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil." In 1 John, the Bible clearly states 5:14-15, and this is the confidence that we have in him. We got to have confidence that God is able to do what he said he's going to do. That if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we desire of him. He's able to do it. Now we fellowship with him because we love him, not because we're trying to gain anything. The Bible said forsake everything and follow God. Amen. Thank you. He said forsake all. Thank you, Jesus, and follow him. And we give our petition to him because we love him and we reverence him as our creator. We should always show adoration and thanksgiving at the end of every prayer. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Prayer is cannot be, it ain't going to work, it just ain't going to work, so I'm not going to, but it's a surety that God, amen, has heard your request, and he will manifest it in the supernatural and send it down here on earth. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. You know, he had told in the book of Hebrews, spoke about faith, amen, in the 11th chapter, and how faith works, amen. And prayer and faith are friends. They are kindred. They stick right together because one can't do without the other, amen. You got to have faith first to start off, amen, any kind of fellowship or prayer or relationship with God. And faith is invisible. Faith holds matter. Matter is everything around you. Matter is everything made of atoms or molecules. Matter is anything that has a mass. Whereas mass is the weight of an object, is the force of gravity on the object, and may be defined as the mass times the acceleration of gravity, W equals mg. Since the weight is a force, it is FL. Unit is the newton. Density is mass / volume. Jesus said in Psalms 40, "Lo, I come in the volume of the book, it is written of me." Mass is volume, and matter has mass. Jesus was assigned by God to come to the earth in his space and time that it was appointed for him by faith. Amen. When we believe God for a prophecy or a prayer or an event to happen in our lives, it must first come down from God in the volume of the book that it was written about you, amen, concerning your purpose and life, amen, thank you, Jesus. What we are to receive has mass, and matter, amen, is anything that has mass. So we're receiving something that has mass, amen, thank you, Jesus. The weight of the gift that God, amen, has purposed for you, and that we are looking for, has to be measured by God to the exact quantity so that it can pass through the stratosphere and the atmosphere in order to reach you without disintegrating or being destroyed, or shall I be say, without reaching what the demons will try to do is come in and steal that blessing or that gift from you. Amen.
They don't want it to reach its destination, amen, because they won't know that once you pray to God, amen, and you have faith to believe, one of the things that will occur is when it reaches destination, it coming with power. Then it has to bypass every demon, like I said, from hell, that is trying to stop you from receiving your gift or blessing. This is where faith kicks in. And you have to believe that faith is a substance. Substance means, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. It has volume and mass and matter, thank you, Jesus. Substance is the things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Substance is tangible, a physical matter, physical reality that can be touched and felt. Amen. Now that you have prayed and you wait by faith and then you wait on God and it goes through all the atmosphere and the stratosphere and escapes from the demonic oppression, amen, that the demons want to try to do to hinder the will of God, then you can now receive that blessing that you have prayed for. Amen. And now it's tangible. You can touch it. You can feel it. You know that it's there. You know that's in your presence because your whole life has changed. Your children are not on drugs anymore. The marriage is being restored and everything is being corrected by God. Now you can touch what you believe God for, to do for you and to receive what you have been waiting on. It has now become manifested. The invisible becomes visible. Now we have what God has promised, so we walk by faith, amen, and prayer for the protection of the blessings, amen, to reach us. When you go down in prayer, amen, make your petition and your request made known to God. And one of the things that you do, you begin to thank him. You begin to praise him. You begin to worship him. Because during the prayer and the worship, amen, and the praise, amen, that's allowing God, that's stimulating God, that's pleasing God, amen, so that he can come in and begin to intercede, amen, and begin to bring forth that blessing and that promise, amen, that he has placed in your life. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. With prayer, we cannot at all forget about the worship, like I told you. I worship God in the spirit. I worship God in the truth. I know that, amen, the angels are there working on my behalf. Amen. And if the angels can worship him and send forth adoration and thanks, amen. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, amen. Thank you, Jesus, that we should do it. And then we can reverence him. We should always reverence him, knowing that he's sovereign. He's omnipotent. He's omnipresent. He is a great God. He is a consuming fire, amen. And we give him thanks, amen. Thanksgiving should always be given in reference before we even receive our blessings, knowing that God has already set it in order. Hey, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So I want to tell you, saints, amen, this is just the fourth segment of it. Amen. Let us pray. Amen. It's prayer time. Prayer time. It's prayer time. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I'm asking God to stand by your people today, binding up Lucifer, amen, and his demonic, amen, attacks, amen. Hallelujah. We put on the whole armor of you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. As in that you would bind up principalities and their powers, spiritual wickedness, enemy and shatter, rulers of the darkness of this world, in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you to move by your spirit, Jesus, and destroy every demon that's up on assignment today concerning your people, and destroy every demonic oppression that's up on assignment for this week, and destroy every demonic oppression that's up on assignment for the month, and for the months to come, and the years, because you have given me authority and dominion in the earth realm, and I exercise my authority and dominion, and I bind Lucifer and his works up in the name of Jesus, and I cast his works into the abyss in Jesus' name, because Lord God, no weapon formed against your people shall prosper. I bind up lust demons, and I bind up lying demons, I bind up fear demons, and I bind up adultery demons, I bind up fornication demons, and I bind up covetous demons. Come on, No more shana. I bind up all the worshiping demons, and I bind up jealousy demons. I bind up drug demons today, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I'm not that drug out of somebody's hand today, out of their mouth today, in the name of Jesus. I bind up demons of distractions. Some demons are set on assignment to distract God's people from doing his will, but I bind them up in the name of Jesus. I bind up alcoholic demons, and I bind up witchcraft demons, and I bind up masturbation demons, and poverty demons. I bind up racial prejudice demons. Thank you, Jesus. And I bind up territorial demons. I bind up the demons that go on the freeway and cause accidents. I bind up tornado demons that go through towns and cities and destroy and kill people. I bind up storm demons today in the name of Jesus. I bind up leprosy demons. Thank you, Jesus. And the demons that are caused paralytics, strokes, and economoshaya, heart attacks, and caribouchaya. I bind up demons that cause withered hands and infirmities in the body. In the name of Jesus, I bind up tormenting demons, those demons that come in your atmosphere, in your space, and torment you all day long, trying to get you not to keep the commandments of God. I bind up beguiling demons, child molestation demons, pornography demons, famine demons, warlock and witchcraft demons, sorcery demons, those drug demons that try to do everything they can do to destroy God's people. I bind up the Amorite God demons, and the Babylonian God demons, the Persian God demons, and the Ammon God demons, the Hittite God and their demons, the Jebusite God demons, the Philistine God demons, mental illness demons, depression demons, suicide demons, fire demons that go into houses and kill whole families. I bind up hurricane demons. I bind up flood demons. I bind up hemorrhaging demons. I bind up dropsy demons. I bind up thundercalabosaya, murdering demons, and suicide demons. I bind up the thief demons. Principalities and their powers, loose your hold of it in the name of Jesus. You have no power nor dominion over God's people. I bind you, Lucifer, and I cast you into the abyss in the name of Jesus. You take your flight, demons that discern marriages. You take your flight, demons that rape children. You take your flight, demons that try to come in and destroy, amen, your joy. He can't tell you about Shia, because Jesus said, he come, he can't tell you about Shia, that we might have life and that much more abundantly. Oh, my God, I thank you. I thank you, Lord God, for losing prosperity. I thank you for losing blessings. I thank you for losing financial blessing. I thank you for losing healing. In Jesus' name, I thank you, Lord God, for sending the word, because, Lord God, in you we live and move and have our beings. I thank you, Lord God, for restoring back what the canker worm and the pommel worm have eaten up. I thank you, Lord, for restoring back what Satan tried to steal in the name of Jesus. I'm asking, Lord God, to move by your spirit. These drug addiction demons got to go. This thing and homosexual demons got to go. In the name of Jesus, cancer got to go. As I speak it out of my mouth, I declare and decree that everything that I've spoken will come to pass, because I serve a sovereign God, and I serve a God that can do everything before, and I serve a God that's omnipotent, and I serve Jehovah Jireh, my provider. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, and I give you praise, God, because you told me if I ask anything in your name, that what you do, and I praise you for it, and I give you glory for clarity of prayer. you, Jesus. I'm nothing without you, God. Take over my mind, my soul, and my body. If you don't move, Holy Ghost, I can't do nothing without you. I've given my life to you, that you would come in and instrument in me, that you would use me for your glory. Oh, Father, you can be a shy. I thank you for the move of the Spirit, and I give you all the honor, all the glory, and all the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. In his name. Hallelujah. Every trickster, every sorcery, every soothsayer, every demonic spirit, every unclean spirit, you got to go. You can't stay. You walking on fertile ground. You get off in the name of Jesus, and you go back to the bits from where you come from, because God said in the bits when the demons wanted to get out of hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, and they were worried, thank you, Jesus, when the boy had all of those demons in him, the demonic demons, they asked Jesus, was he coming to torment them? Because they knew that Jesus had the power to torment them. But not only that, thank you, Jesus, they knew if Jesus would cast them into the abyss, they wouldn't have no more power. They couldn't come out. That was the finality of them. So I cast you into the abyss. They asked Jesus to cast them into the swines, and then Jesus cast them into the swines, and they went down an embankment and went into the water. But God told me the time is far spent, hallelujah, and he soon is to come. His son is soon to come. Don't play with these demons. Cast them into the abyss. Tell them what they stand. Tell them that God is your God. Tell them that you can do all things to Christ that strength in you. And now you have kingdom, authority, and dominion. You're taking back what the devil has stolen from you. Your joy, your children, your home, your finances. I give God to glory. He came to your son of Osak. I cast you into the bits, Lucifer. You and your demons. In Jesus' name I pray. Thank you, Jesus. Saints, at the end of this 21-day prayer time, amen, God has given me to give out some gifts. And he gave me 3 gifts, so everybody won't get one. And one will be the tallit, the robe that... the prayer robe, the prayer shawl that Jesus wore at all times, and when the woman had the issue of blood, and she came behind him and touched the wing of the robe, of the garment, and she was healed. I will send one to someone that has listened to this program. And then I will send a Bible, the King James Version. Amen. And then the last one is a prayer journal. So as the close of it come around, one of the things that I will do is I will draw these names out of those that have visited my page. Amen. As a thank you for allowing God to come into your life, and as a thank you for getting a clarity on how you must press in to pray, because this is a pressing thing. The devil is going to come at you with every force, every trick, and every trap, and it's going to be up to you to stand in adverse times. I want you to listen to this. God bless you. Have a great day.
begin to feel weak. Along, along the way, then you come and you give me strength again. Oh, oh, oh. The Hebrew church within a time, 7 times harder than it ought to be. Just like you delivered them, Father, and I know that you will do the same for me. Oh, oh. Do me like you did the Hebrew church and stand by. Don't leave.